Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, hour number two on this Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a great start to your Memorial Day weekend. We are presented by the Southern Bank of Tennessee, your bank for small business. Forrest Company, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman today. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. 1 hour in the books, talked a lot of Titans in the first hour. We'll get back to the two-tone blue later in the show. But big news in college football, and anybody who's listened to our show before, we've talked about the possible impending change from...
One man in particular.
Yes.
Smiling right
one,
now.
One man on our show in particular
the
called this
my left.
Earlier this year that the college football playoff might make this change, and it made sense. After last year, the first year of the 12-team playoff, we saw Arizona State and Boise State get byes into the quarterfinals. That is no more. No more automatic byes for conference champions. The top five conference champions will still get an automatic bid into the field, but the top four teams will get byes as the teams are seeded 1 through 12. This felt like the only logical way for them to do this. Last year, the bracket was so lopsided because of these automatic byes, and I think we're going to get a better product on the field because of this change.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all saw those first-round games, like when Penn State destroyed SMU, and you're just thinking, why is this even a game? Like, why are we even watching this on television?
Yeah.
And then now you hear the committee
come
out.
Well, I know why you were. You were excited.
I mean,
we weren't.
Listen,
we were at a Preds game.
The pony. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was the same day the bobblehead game.
Yeah, it was.
Anyways, you know, the ponies didn't do so well. But, like, this is great for college football in general just because they're getting what – the fans are getting what they want. They want the best quality competition out there on the field week in, week out, and also postseason. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. I think the next thing that needs to go into effect would be what? Would you say smaller playoffs?
Yes?
No?
They're not going smaller.
They're getting bigger.
They're getting bigger.
Bigger?
We're going to 16.
I feel like 8 is the right
number.
It's
already confirmed they're going to 14 next year, right?
I think so.
Which means we'll have 3 years of this expanded playoff and three different formats. They need to settle on something that can be good for the long term. Like, the 14 playoff lasted for 10 years. Let's come up with a plan that can stick for 10 years, and then maybe we reevaluate. But I am getting a little tired of the rules changing every single year on this college football playoff.
I think it's more for the average Joe college football fan that watches this and they think, man, that's cool. Yeah, they're going to 14 next year. Oh, yeah, that's cool. They don't have no longer automatic bids for those certain teams for a conference champion. This is great. All those average Joe fans are thinking, they keep changing it. It draws in more attention.
That's true.
To me, that's what I'm perceiving out of this.
I think the new format benefits two groups. It benefits the ACC, the Big Ten and the SEC tremendously.
Yeah.
And I think it benefits Notre Dame tremendously.
Right. Notre Dame now is eligible to get a bye, which they were not in the past because they're not in a conference.
My fear is that what happens when this committee gets cold feet when your top four teams are all SEC and Big Ten teams?
Right. I think in most years, the four teams getting byes are going to be the two teams playing in the SEC championship, the two teams playing in the Big Ten championship, and then maybe 1 year Notre Dame is a top four team in the country. Like, that's pretty much going to be it for your top four teams until they expand this thing again. Because even, like we saw 2 years ago, even an ACC champion that runs the table wasn't considered a top four team in the country. Mm-hmm. So the SEC and the Big Ten are going to probably, I think it's safe to say, three of the four byes every year are going to go to the SEC and the Big Ten in this format.
Yeah, I think that's a safe prediction. Yeah.
Which I say every year when it's probably just this 1 year before they flip it again.
Yeah.
I just, looking at the format, like y'all are talking about now, it's just they're trying to milk as much as possible when it comes to SEC, Big Ten, ACC, because we all know this is eventually going to be two giant conferences. Yes?
I think so.
Like, it's going to be SEC, Big Ten, and then it'll probably be rebranded to, I don't know, like the NFL, like American and
it'll be
national,
like the Power Football League or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it'll basically become minor league for the NFL, you'll put 40 teams, and we're gonna have a fun conversation coming up later in this hour about the possibility of going to a completely new format for college football. But you're right. There's so much up in the air with college sports right now that it just feels like they're never going to settle on something good until the big college football conferences just completely split from the NCAA.
And that honestly seems like that will happen. To my opinion, I think that will happen. And some day in my life, in our lives, it'll happen. I'd say within the next 10, 15 years.
I agree.
If I'm commissioner of college football, here's what I would do. If we're going to two big leagues, okay, do that. I would have each conference separated as divisions in each league. So let's say you have the SEC. The SEC would be a division. Then inside that, you'd have the Big 12, the MAC, things like that.
ACC.
Yeah, ACC. That would be your bottom hemisphere of the nation. Then up top in the nation, you have your Big 10. Then inside that, you have, I don't know, the Pac-12, the new Pac-12.
Mountain West.
Mountain West. Things like that. That you want two super leagues, I think that's the way to do it. I think you need to keep the tradition of, you know, conferences alive, but you can relish in this new thing of, you know, power leagues. And I don't know. It's so up in the air right now that I genuinely don't know where it's going to go.
It's going to take a while because as much money as there is in the SEC and the Big Ten, there's still a good amount of money in the ACC and the Big 12, and those leagues aren't going to just go down easily. So I think we still probably have, I would say, 10 more years of this just complete chaos until we finally get to a point where, you know, Florida State and Clemson can get out of that grant of rights with the ACC and they can move. And I think that could be the big domino that falls to finally get us closer to two power conferences. And I believe 2029 is when that runs out, if that sounds right.
Close,
so
yeah.
I think we've probably got 5 more years where it's kind of everything up in the air. And then I think it'll still take 5 years after that to really get college football into a steady spot. It's going to take a long time because there's just so much to work out. And I did see that the commission for college sports that President Trump and Nick Saban were setting up has now been paused. There was a great On3 graphic with that, too,
pause.
If you saw that. So who knows where that's going to go and when the federal government will actually get involved. But I still think, the next 5 years, there is a decent chance that we see 5 completely different college football playoff formats over and over and over again. Because they're going to want to keep growing it. D-Mace and I talked about the 16-team one that they're talking about where it's 4 SEC teams, 4 Big Ten teams. The top 2 in each league get auto bids, and then 3 plays 6 and 4 plays 5 in each conference for the last 2 automatic spots. Like, no more conference championship games. We've got play-in games for the college football playoff.
I'll tell you something that's not. Go ahead, Frazier.
I was going to say, that's inviting, it's engaging, but yet that only lasts for so long. Like, to me, that 16-team format, that only lasts for so long for me. Like, I would not be entertained after, like, year 3.
And they'll go bigger. I mean, FCS is 24 teams. I think that eventually we're going to get to a full-on playoff format, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like an NFL-type playoff format.
I mean, Mike Leach was right. Might as well just put all the teams into a playoff at that point.
Well, now Matt Rhule is saying he wants that. Matt Rhule is like, why don't we just put 40 teams in? Because we play in the Big Ten, and that gives us the advantage. Like, Matt, you're not going to make the playoff, buddy. Like, you're not good.
You don't pull that much weight.
Yeah.
Well, in the playoff format, the playoff growing is inherently a good thing because it keeps more fan bases invested in the season longer. Like, I was talking again with Derek Mason 2 weeks ago, and he's a Michigan State guy. I'm a Virginia Tech guy. You're a Mississippi State guy, Kentucky. Mm. Historically, those teams don't really have an opportunity to make a 4-team playoff. Like,
no.
Without a generational quarterback coming in or just a season where you catch lightning in a bottle.
Or a generational coach.
You're not making a 4-team playoff.
There's 3 generational coaches sitting at this table right now.
There are. and soon to be more once the new game comes out.
Yes.
But now with a 12-team or 14 or 16, all of us little fan bases where you're not Alabama, you're not Georgia, you have a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
There's just a little bit of hope of, hey, we don't have to go 11-1 or 12-0 to get into the playoff anymore. If we go 10-2, maybe even 9-3, but win all of our conference games and get into the conference championship, we've got a spot to go play to get into the college football playoff. That keeps more fans invested, and I think that is a good thing overall for college sports.
I like it. I like that general thought process. My worry is, you know, some of these big rivalry games, Ohio State, Michigan, you know, Auburn kind of sucks right now, but Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, games like that that mean a lot sometimes to playoff pictures, those are all going away because, you know, Ohio State and Michigan are going to be competitive all the time. Ole Miss and Mississippi State, well, Mississippi State, sorry, Frazier.
It's all right. We're going through a lull right
rivalry
now.
Like that, I mean, it loses kind of its luster a little bit because it's still a rivalry game. You still want to beat that team if you're a fan of the other team. But it kind of loses the, you know, allure of it because
the pageantry.
The pageantry, yeah. Because it's losing kind of the winning mentality. You're not, you know, Texas and Texas A&M, for example. Those are two playoff fringe teams. They can't, if they're both sitting at, you know, 11-0 coming into the last game of the season, yeah, they're probably playing for a playoff spot. But if you go more realistically, Texas A&M will probably be, you know, 8-2. I don't know. I'm going on a tangent.
Right.
I'm losing where no, I'm going.
I get what you're saying. And that is part of the downside of this is in the old BCS, you pretty much had to win every game or you weren't going to make the national championship game. Like, one game, maybe, but you had to have a lot of things go your way to still get in. But you pretty much had to go undefeated. Now you are getting three lost teams with a chance. Clemson was not a good team.
Right.
But Miami choked down the stretch. Clemson snuck into the ACC championship game. And they are just so much more talented than SMU that they got themselves a playoff spot. On our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 1277 with a very important question. How do Duck Duck Goose points play into this automatic bid process?
Oh, massive. Let me tell you.
We'll have to ask Charlie Baker about that one. See what his thoughts are. 615-737-1025. If you want to chime in, you can text or call. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll continue talking about this on the other side. And coming up a little later in the hour, we talked about a completely new format for college football. We're going to get into that coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt with you on this Friday afternoon. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman today, taking you into your Memorial Day weekend, talking college football as the college football playoff has announced that it will go to straight seeding coming up this year, 1 through 12. And we mentioned the three entities that are happy about this, SEC, Big Ten, and Notre Dame, because those are probably all of the teams that are going to be able to get those top four seeds. Maybe we'll see an ACC or a Big 12 team go on a run where they go 11-1, 12-0. But for the most part, it's going to be SEC, Big Ten, Notre Dame that end up getting the byes. Said it's going to end up being good for the product on the field, but I think it also is going to lead to more SEC, Big Ten dominance moving forward, at least until we get to a more stable format.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm just at a loss of words when it comes to looking at college football now, because people can't seem to make up their minds. Like we're talking about now with this whole format. Like, just make up your mind and stick to one thing like you were mentioning earlier. Just have something last for 10 years.
Right.
Because right now, I mean, it's simple math and simple just way to get things and map it out. You have a plan A, a plan B.
NCAA doesn't have a plan in general.
They don't have a plan in general.
Yeah.
They're just kind of going as they go along.
Yeah.
This might work.
And I really wish college football would find that consistency because there's so much of a following you have literally every single market in the United States of America invested into college football. Like, it is, I get it, it's a cash cow, but at the same time, you got to put out a good product. And right now, I think everybody's looking at the cash cow money dollar signs right now, the ones that are in the higher ups in college football, rather than looking at the actual product and the format. That's the issue. I think the money has been drawn too much into everybody's eyeballs, and they're not really dialed into the actual product and formats. They're just hoping that it all works out.
Do you think college football today is a good product? Yes or no?
Better than the NFL? It's kind of hard to say that because Mississippi State's terrible, but
put all that aside.
Yeah, I think college football does put on a better product than the NFL.
I disagree with that. I think
regular season.
No, in terms of going to a college football game, for sure. I think going to a college football game is a better experience than going to an NFL game. But if I'm going to sit down and watch one or the other on my couch, the NFL is the better product.
See, I agree with takes from both of you there. Mm. I think the NFL right now is a better product than college football.
Yeah.
As Jared says, the NFL is the second most popular thing in the country. First is pizza, apparently. Not sure where that stat came from, but it's from him, so okay. But I do think that the culture and the tradition and how the game is played of college football is more appealing to me as a fan than the NFL. That saying, I'm more likely to sit down and watch college football all day as opposed to the NFL, where I watch the Titans every week, but, you know, we get to a Sunday night football game, sure, I'll watch it if it's good, but, like, I don't really care to sit down and watch Thursday night football between, let's say, the Raiders and the Broncos. I don't know.
That's interesting. I'm the opposite.
Really?
I mean, how many college football games are just absolute blowouts? The NFL, if you put the number one team in the NFL against the number 32 team, there have been times when the number 32 team wins. It happens. The 32nd best team in college football rarely ever beats the number one team. And then you have the games between the 200th team against the number one team, where Alabama beats Mercer 55-6. Like, I just think if you're looking at the average NFL game versus the average college football game, the product on the field for the NFL is always going to be better.
Sure.
I look at it this way. I think regular season college football is better than regular season NFL football, because the attention that the NFL gets during regular season, yeah, everything is all honeymoon phase from week one to week three, and then everything starts to play itself out, forget about it, and then everything comes back in around week, I don't know, 16-ish, when things are kind of settled in for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think that's when people start to grab it, and so do TV markets as well. But you look at college football, and the one thing that's lacking right now is their playoff format. The NFL has seemed to work it out for the most part, and it's a better product to watch, and I'm glued. Like, for you, you mentioned NFL football, good product. I'm dialed in for the playoffs in the NFL. As for college football, I'm dialed in to what Connor said last segment about the pageantries, the rivalries, all that.
I'm with you on that.
Because
I think you're
on a Tuesday night, when you get to watch Maction, to me, that's a pretty darn good product.
I think some people on the text line are sharpshooting some outliers. Andrew on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says games like Tennessee versus Akron and Alabama versus UTEP ruin college football weekends. You're sharpshooting outliers that are bye games.
There's nothing like that in the NFL. You don't get a Tennessee-Akron in the NFL.
But go later in the season when you have Georgia versus Ole Miss for playoff contingencies on the line. Go across the nation. You have, you know, Ohio State and Texas are opening the season this year.
Yeah.
I'm with you on everything around the game is better in college football. Atmosphere, rivalries, tradition. College football wins all of them. But if you're going purely the game on the field, the NFL wins that 100 times out of 100.
Sure.
In terms of the quality of play.
Because and they're the professional athletes.
No, but the quality of competition is what I'm saying, too.
Oh, well, like, yeah, there's less teams.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, is that if you told me you can watch a random NFL game or a random college football game, I'm going to pick the NFL game.
It depends on what the teams are.
No, I'm saying you don't know what the teams are. If somebody told me,
if I draw Akron versus down, Rice.
Right. There are there is a much higher probability that you get a horrible college football game than a horrible NFL game.
I can understand. Jake, I can understand where you're coming from because you're an ACC football fan. That's completely different.
And that's true.
Yes.
That is completely different.
No, it's a good point because I grew up in a place where Northern Virginia cares way more about professional sports than college sports. I understand people who grew up in the South, the SEC is way above
everything
else. That's
kind of where
I'm coming
from.
I understand that. I do get that. Let's quickly go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Luke has been waiting and wants to chime in. Luke, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Let me just first say Miami lost one game by 4 points on the road, one game by 5 points on the road. One of those teams was ranked, and they had a chance to win, almost win both of those games. Number one offense in the nation. Anyway, as far as this playoff, they need to go back to the old BCS because me personally, I prefer objectivity over subjectivity. When you have a committee like this, there are going to be people involved making decisions and choices based on subjectivity and not objectivity. And if Miami had a SEC patch on their jersey, maybe they make it this year. Thanks, guys.
I agree with the point there made by Luke that, you know, Miami had – but Miami also kind of sealed their own fate by losing games to Georgia Tech and Syracuse. Like, you can't do that if you want to make it to the college football playoff. Alabama didn't make the playoff either, and they had bad losses too. So I do agree that there is probably a little bit of SEC bias on the committee, but – Miami and Alabama had similar resumes. Neither of them made the field of 12. So, quickly back to our text line. Someone said college football is better live than the NFL. What? Who cares about college football in comparison? The NFL is king. You can't deny
that.
The NFL is king. Right. But I disagree with live. Like, 100%, if I'm going to be in an atmosphere, like, going to a Virginia Tech game versus going to a Titans game, no comparison in terms of the experience. I'm just saying,
especially if you're a fan of that team. Like, I've never been to Kroger Field, but I will be this season, hopefully. As much as my team sucks and they piss me off and I hate them sometimes, I would much rather, this is going to be a really awful take, but I don't care. I would much rather be a part of the atmosphere in Kroger Field for Kentucky versus Akron than the Titans. Maybe a super hot take.
I maybe disagree with that, but I think the point I'm trying to make is I would much rather watch Broncos versus Browns on a random Monday night rather than watch Purdue and Oregon or something like that.
I'd watch Purdue.
I'm just going to have to disagree. I would rather watch a college football game because in NFL football, all the plays are – I mean, football's football. Everything's calculated. But in the NFL – you said they're the best of the best. Plays are more calculated as to how many times you're going to get the ball, whereas in college football, anything could really happen. On a Tuesday night, let's say the wide receiver runs and it's snowing down like nobody's business, he fumbles out of nowhere.
That is true.
Like, to me, that's why I love college football more than the NFL, watching it in the regular season, is because you don't have the same amount of calculated reps and calculated plays than you do in the NFL.
You do get a lot more randomness in college football.
Maybe a dumb question. Of the 12 regular season games your team plays, how many of them do you watch live?
For Tech?
Sure.
I mean, not a ton these days.
It hurts, but yes, I watch majority of them.
Bingo. That's just the difference between us.
I mean, when I was in college, I watched all of them. Sure. But, like, I'm usually working Vandy games on Saturdays.
Well, that's also fun. But that's just what I'm trying to say is that's just the difference between us. Like, we grew up in the South. We're more prone to love SEC football.
No, I agree. I have a little bit of bias there. That's always been my take, is that random NFL game versus random college football game, I'll take the NFL 10 times out of 10.
This is a very great example of what healthy debate can look like on this stage.
We love it.
Once it gets the NFL playoffs, it's a completely different product.
No one sucks. No one's an a-hole. Healthy debate.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We might have some healthy debate coming up in our next segment. We're going to get into – I just stumbled across this on X, Twitter, yesterday. an idea of a completely new format for college football. We'll get into that coming up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, filling in for Jared Stillman today. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
In regards to relegation, you're heading to Europe. You're heading over to Germany, and I know you're a big soccer fan. Do you see a day that maybe college football looks at relegation in regards to the way their leagues are set up?
Pat, I would kiss you, but people would talk. Yes, I hope so. Because I would say this, you could easily do this in college sports and every sport. Why not have a promotion relegation system where, let me just throw this out as an idea, where you have to have a minimum $100 million budget, right, to be included in the top level. So if all of a sudden Sacramento State wanted to be in the top level, they have the budget, the stadium size, all those things. But yes, give schools like at Ohio University, if they truly want to do this, and the fans and the alumni and others want to do this, or others that are on the cusp, let's do a promotion relegation system. I've got to tell you, Pat, right now in Germany, and I will see a game this weekend, is promotion relegation season. Those are some bloodbath games because teams are fighting for their very existence in many ways. And I think it'd be another great excitement to have in college sports. So yes, it is something that should be explored.
That was Dr. David Ridpath, a professor of sports business at Ohio University, on a show called Three Man Front yesterday. Again, I just stumbled across this on Twitter and thought it would be an interesting topic here. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman here on Stillman & Company. What would a promotion and relegation system look like in college football? And Nick, I know you are our big soccer guy. You follow all the leagues where, you know, in Europe, they do the promotion and relegation. I think maybe that is the best long-term path for college football, where you can have the big-name schools and the big-budget schools in one league, but then the ACC and the Big 12 can have a champion among them, and then the mid-major group of five schools can have a champion among them. That might be the way to go.
Honestly, it could be to a point where if an FCS team wants to make the jump to FBS, and they have the right financials for it all, I think they should implement FCS and FBS into a relegation system like that. If you don't tend to pan out in the FBS, go down to the FCS. Or if you're in, let's say, the SEC, and like I used, for example, talking to you guys about this, if Mississippi State goes 3-9, they should get relegated to a group of five conference.
I could not disagree with you more.
Really? Really? You're not a fan of this?
No. No. You want to take the tradition of the SEC and ruin it by putting relegation. What happens when Mississippi State goes 1-11, gets relegated to, let's say, Conference USA, and you bring up Jacksonville State to the SEC? That completely taints the SEC to me. I want to look at
1-11.
Hang on. Connor, you play a college football video game, correct?
Of course I do.
Have you ever decided to maybe change one college to another conference?
No.
Really? I
mean, I've put together the Pac-12, but I'm a traditionalist.
Even in older video games, you never did this? You never changed?
I mean, I put like Notre Dame in the ACC or something like that. But
okay. All right.
No.
I'm just saying, because if that were to have happened, that would fall into the point of why this would be a good idea. And you mentioned earlier in the show about if college football were to go into two separate conferences, and they all had subdivisions, like not subdivisions in where you live, but like those divisions inside the conference. You could then get the bottom two teams out of each conference, that is, and then categorize them as divisions. And the bottom two teams end up getting relegated to an FCS situation like that. I think that would be better, because then you'd have your top two teams in the FCS in each conference and promote them into FBS football. And then the bottom two teams in those conferences in the FBS get relegated to the FCS. I think it'd be incredible.
I just don't think it would work in a sport like football. There's too many moving parts in football. And plus, like I said, it ruins the absolute tradition of conferences. You have the SEC, the most powerful conference in the country, and you want to take out the worst team and replace it with some Scarbini that may or may not fare well.
But think about it this way.
I don't want to think about it.
How electric would a Thanksgiving game be? Ole Miss, Mississippi State, the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State's on the cut line. If they lose, they get relegated. Ole Miss fans would be all over that.
Sure.
The fact that you could not only beat your rival, you could sink them to a lower division. I understand it's not traditional, but I think you would get such great football late in seasons because people don't want to get sent down.
I think it'd be great. There's only one negative to this that I think would be terrible for the whole sport of college football is when you use relegation systems in soccer, especially in Europe, there are teams that tend to get relegated more than once. So if you're a team that was in the top division, keep going down, then you don't have the finances to support your team.
Right.
So then that means your college would be dissipated into thin air.
Only way I'd be okay with relegation is if you leave the four power conferences alone and do it for the lesser.
No.
Yes.
It has to include the power four.
I have an idea for a structure here, and we'll talk about it coming up next. What would your thoughts be on a promotion and relegation system in college football? We'd love to hear from you. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. You can text or call. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Be sure to tune in for the Indy 500 on 1025 The Game this Sunday. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. and is brought to you by Twin Peaks, home of the 29-degree beer. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman today. Stillman & Company, 1025, 1063 The Game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is Beach Bend Park and Splash Lagoon with a buy one, get one free admission. Beach Bend Park and Splash Lagoon, where parking, tubes, and sunscreen are always free. Get this great deal now at thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman today as we lead you into Memorial Day weekend. We heard an idea on Twitter yesterday of a possible promotion and relegation system in college football and what that might look like. And I want to give kind of a structure idea here. And I heard Dr. Ridpath, who we heard the clip from in the last segment, mention the budget. Teams with a $100 million budget or more can be in the top division or whatever it is. I don't know if that's the best way to do it because, like he mentioned, a Sacramento State or something like that could just raise their budget. Or SMU, who has all those oil tycoon donors, could just make it happen. I think you go off history and conference allegiance to a point. So I think most of the SEC would probably automatically be in. Most of the Big Ten would automatically be in. And I think you look at like a 40-team top division. Does that seem too big?
No.
40?
I think you just have to make your relegation number a little bigger.
Right.
Explain who is safe in the SEC.
Honestly, 16 teams, I think all 16 teams in the SEC make it. I think maybe the Big Ten with 18, maybe a cut of Rutgers or
Northwestern.
Yeah. So maybe Illinois. You do that, and then you've got 32 from the Big Ten and the SEC, and then you fill in the gaps. Notre Dame would be in.
Yeah.
Florida State would be in. Clemson. Maybe like North Carolina would be in because—
Would you throw Louisville in there?
That one would be close. I think there's a lot of teams from the ACC that would be on the bubble. I'd include my Hokies as a bubble team. I don't think they'd get in. I wouldn't put them in that top 40, but I think they'd be towards the top of that second division. Maybe some Big 12 teams. I'm trying to think of who specifically from the Big 12 would get in, like Oklahoma State,
that's
maybe.
The one thing that comes to my mind.
But I think
and would this carry over to basketball too?
No, football.
Okay.
Just college football. And I think that 40 teams, how many do you think would have to be relegated? Like
out of
six
40,
to eight?
I would love to see like 8 to 10. I think 10 would be an interesting number because then that really makes the competition more up there. I don't know. That's just me.
I think, let's go 8. Let's say 8, 20%. So that would mean your bottom 8 teams drop down to the second division. And it would kind of be fun if the top 8 teams in the next division, maybe you do a playoff between them. Texter makes a good point. BYU, I think, out of the Big 12 would be in there too.
I'm at a loss for words right now with the text line.
I think that 40 is the right number, but I don't think you can base it solely off of budget or wins or national championships or whatever it is. I think it has to be, just like everything in college sports, it has to be a little bit subjective. And there would have to be a committee to make these choices. But I think 40, you relegate 8, you promote 8, and you have, there's what, right around 120 FBS schools?
Give or take.
So you could have 3 divisions. And then the FCS, maybe you get 2 in every single year or something like that at the bottom. I don't know. Just my idea.
I look at it as a way where the Pac-12 can kind of live on in college football.
That's true. And I think a lot of those old Pac-12 schools would be in that second division of, like, throw Stanford and Cal and Colorado and Arizona State. They'd all be in that second division with a lot of the ACC schools and stuff like that, which would make the competition better between the ACC only playing the Big 12, then you'd have the SEC and the Big 10 playing each other. So it's just an idea. I don't know if this is going to be if this is ever going to come to fruition, but I've heard this before, and I think it would be a fun idea. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joey is on the line and wants to chime in. Joey, go ahead. It looks like he dropped.
Bye, Joey.
We lost Joey.
Joey, call back. That was my fault.
Yes. Joey, call back if you have something to say.
As Wycheck, we used to say, my sausage fingers.
Bryce on our text line says he agrees with relegation promotion idea because the teams will be grouped into similar levels of skill. Unfortunately, there's a total of 263 teams in the FBS and FCS, so it would be tough to decipher. I think, like we said, FBS, I think, would be its own thing, and then FCS would have the opportunity to work their way in.
Read the one above that.
No.
I'm so hurt.
I will not say that one.
My feelings are so hurt.
It's all right.
We have a texter who is very adamant that wants to know where Jared is, in all caps. Jared is out today.
Parts unknown.
Jared will be back.
But you have us. And if you don't like it, then okay.
Yeah, if you don't like us, Memorial Day weekend on this station is going to be tough for you. We'll be on the air tomorrow and Monday. Jared will be back Tuesday, so you can get all your Jared's takes coming up in a couple of days. Anyway.
But they love you guys. Not me.
Yes.
Just you.
Thoughts on this as something, and this wouldn't happen soon. I think it would be way down the road of like 10, 15, 20 years, and this wouldn't be NCAA sponsored. Like, this would be once college football breaks free from the NCAA. And that's how you could get away with only doing this for football and not doing it for basketball. I think it'd be great to just put the basketball teams back in all their original conferences after that.
It honestly would. It'd just be a reset for sports.
Right.
It'd be great.
Make the rest of college sports back to the way it was. Bring the Pac-12 back. Bring the, you know, the Big East can have all that sports, but make football its own thing.
You know, they say about, like, you know, the clothes from the 70s and 80s, they all recycle back. That's exactly what football is in this realm. It's just reset everything. Reset it.
Not a fan. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
I think there's a lot to like about the idea. I know that the logistics of it would be really tough because there would be so many schools that feel like they deserve to be in that top division. But the good news is, if you're not in the top division, you have a chance to play your way in the very first year.
I just don't like it. Leave it alone.
Quickly before, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about this tomorrow on the show. So if you want to tune in to Four's Company, our usual time, 9 to 11 on the station, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But Frazier, I want to get your thoughts on what would the championship system look like for this? Would it be just like the English Premier League, where it's like if you're top of the table at the end, you're the champion? Or do you think there should be a playoff system if they went to this format?
Well, the thing is, in second division soccer, they have, like, I know, for example, Italian soccer in the second division, they do a playoff system. So teams that finished in the top eight or top six of that league, they go into a playoff. So basically, if you're a team that qualifies out of that 40 in that long list that you have there,
right,
the top eight will go into a playoff. And then whoever wins that, I think you'd call them your division winner. And if college football playoff wants to get involved in all this,
yeah, then there's
get
the
all
national
your winners.
Champion.
Yeah, do it that way.
I like that.
It's a lot of games, but you could just dwindle it down a little bit.
Texter 9926 on the text line says relegation won't work with NIL. It's a strong point because recruiting.
I was just going to. I'll bring this up tomorrow. But recruiting, as far as relegation, if you're a top prospect and you're recruited by Alabama and they go 3-9.
Right, and get relegated.
And get relegated.
You're going to lose.
You're losing.
Right.
And plus, what happens to the paychecks you're already paying? You get relegated and you're paying a five-star, you know, top five prospect, what happens?
It's the name of the game.
They're gone.
Is this idea realistic? Probably not. But is it a fun idea to look at when the future of college football really is so up in the air? I think so. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow on the show again. We'll be back on 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow. Coming up, big game coming up tomorrow down in Hoover. Vanderbilt, Tennessee. Fourth game of the season. Winner goes to the SEC Championship. We'll preview it a little bit coming up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.